You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine on this cold Saturday morning. Oh, my goodness, we've got so much going on today. And also, I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro here is on my board, keeping me on track, and I do appreciate it. And at 7:35 today, we have our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, calling in. So we've got a great fun-filled hour. I mean, Back to the Future was in the news today because it was all about those movie predictions that were made on October 21st, 2015. And when we come back from our first break, we'll be talking about Marty McFly and if he really did get it right. What were the predictions? Do you remember Back to the Future 1 and 2? And God forbid, they say Back to the Future number 3, you should probably skip it. But Jim Corbin, like I said, will be calling in. We do have a hurricane around Mexico, Hurricane Patricia. He'll be talking to us about that. And also a mixed bag of tricks on what we're going to be in store for us next week. And also the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving's about 4 or 5 weeks away. Halloween's coming up. Turn the clocks back. Oh, it's going to be dark. Dark when we wake up, Mike. Dark when we come.
Maybe we could take a time travel to see what's going to happen next week and then come back and tell everybody about it.
Well, you know what they say? You got to fall back 1 hour. And we do get an extra hour of sleep next Sunday. And then you spring ahead and you lose it.
Never you can do that without a DeLorean, too.
Yeah, really. It is. Yes, it is. You're right about that. But anyway, hey, the Jets and Patriots are playing Sunday's game. But in our local area, we had some really exciting football games. And I really do, amazing scores, which I have right here. North Attleboro won over Mansfield. This was a very close game. North Attleboro 14 over Mansfield 13. Hollister 35 to Norton 7. Woo! Bishop Stang, 28 over Bishop Feehan, 7. Old Rochester, 46. Seekonk, 45. That is a one close game. Attleboro, 1. Wow. 35 over Franklin to nothing. They never got on the board. Dighton-Rehoboth, 39 over Wareham, 8. Foxborough, 42 over Oliver Ames, 6. And King Philip, 47 over Taunton, 22. We have so many different things going on right now, and before we get into the out and about activities, I want to read off our lotteries. So if you play the Rhode Island or Mass Daily, good luck, and I hope you win. Rhode Island Daily number is 9869. Mass Daily is 7531. Mass Cash, 3611425. Mega Millions numbers are 25, 32, 37, 45, 70. The Mega Ball is 1, and the Mega Plier is 5. So good luck to everybody that played the lottery. I know that we had a Powerball pool at work a couple weeks ago when it was over $100 million. And somebody in my office actually won $30,000. They were off by one number. I think if you're off by one number, you should at least get $1 million for your try.
Was thinking maybe if they won $30,000, maybe they could give me a couple of thousand.
Let me tell you. No, you know what he bought? I tell you what he bought. He turns his house into a Halloween nightmare at the blank house. I can't tell you his house, but they bought a smoke machine, a lighting set, and all these other this equipment. Of course, he was a roadie for some of the most famous bands in America, and he retired and got into software technology, and he's a whiz at it.
To me, I would rather have a new car.
Yeah, that would be much, much better. Hey, folks, on a serious note, today is Make a Difference Day. It's National Make a Difference Day, and in the Attleboro area, residents are urged to make a difference in the lives of local children by donating pajamas at several locations. They're trying to collect 1,000 pajamas for local charities and distribute them to local families. It's now in its 10th year, and it will continue until November 16th. The pajama drive was actually inspired by a little boy who attended a Santa shop at Bishop Feehan High School back in 2005. When he asked are you going to ask for a toy from Santa Claus? He said, no. He said, I would really like a warm pair of pajamas because his house was so cold. So the goal, again, is to collect 1,000 pairs. And they need warm pajamas for kids sizes 4 through 20 and for teenagers size small through extra large. Donations will be accepted at the following areas: at Bishop Feehan High School in front of the Doran Art Center, North Attleboro entrance to the high school soccer field, North Attleboro St. Mark's Church, in Norton, Jack Conway Realty office. That's really nice of him. In the Norton and Mansfield office. So thanks, Jack, for doing that. Also, too, you can mail a cash donation to the Warm Pajama Fund in care of the Rockland Trust Bank on Pleasant Street in Attleboro. So I think that that's really a great great thing to do. If I mean, everybody's out and about doing things, and if you have a chance, please pick up a pair of pajamas. I know that this station really does support children. Christmases for kids, and I know our own Dave Kane will be spearheading that as it gets closer to the holidays. But this here is a pajama drive, but you know, just think about doing that. I know at work right now, starting Monday, we're doing a food drive for the local food pantries as they are getting very low on food supply. So 'tis the season to be giving, folks, too. Just remember that. So listen, later in the program, we do have Heather calling because you got to come out to the final day of the Attleboro Farmers Market at O'Connell Field. They're open today from 9 to 1. It's the last time. So come on down, and as our good friend Emily says, you know, buy local, buy fresh with local fruits and vegetables and assorted vendors. And we'll talk to Heather in the latter part of the show about what's going to be happening today. And there are a lot of fun things going on today in our area. The annual Pumpkin Glow takes place today from 6 to 8:30 at Studley Elementary School on Rathbone Willard Drive. See over 150 carved pumpkins. There's even a bake sale and arts and craft fair. And also, there's tons of fun family activities. Family Fun Day is at the Golden Living Center across from Walgreens on Pleasant Street. There's going to have tons of fun with the family for the Capron Park Zoomobile will be there. The Capron Park Zoomobile, they wanted me to tell you that it's from 10 to noon only. The Attleboro Police will be down there for children's ID kits. And I mentioned this. I said, how about an elderly ID kit? Because you're at a senior center anyway, and you're there, so I would think that it would be easy to just create an ID kit for the elderly there. You can even take a tour of the Attleboro fire trucks are going to be down there. How do you take a tour of a fire truck? Open the front door, sit in the driver's side, see the ladders, see the truck, and the hoses too. A tour? Really? I'm sorry. I just am being sarcastic, but I mean, a tour of a fire truck, really?
I don't know. Maybe they got to take someone for a ride in it.
I don't think they could. The liability of the city would be really bad. But anyway, we do have very dedicated firefighters, and I'm just kidding around because it's Lighthearted Saturday. Our number here is 508-222-1320. But they are going to have over 30 vendors, and again, that's at the Golden Living Center. That's across from the Walgreens. At Briggs Nursery, one of my favorite places, the 8th annual Autumn Fair starts today and tomorrow. 10 to 4, there's going to be face painting. There's going to be a child's craft table, jewelry, candles, and all sorts of many different things. And don't forget those beautiful flowers and the trees. At the Central Congregation Church on Commonwealth Ave is holding their annual fair. And they have, I've been to this, and I'm going to this on my way to breakfast. They have over 30 different Halloween decorations to buy. They have toys and puzzles. All for Christmas. I mean, this is a great place, but they also have a great rummage sale. A rummage sale, people ask me, what is that? It's gently used clothes, or sometimes you can get brand new clothes, and you just rummage through them at discount prices. The fun starts today from 9 to 1, same as our Attleboro Farmers Market. There's also a haunted tunnel. I read this, and I'm going, a tunnel in Pawtucket from 6:30 to 9 tonight. The cost is only $8 to be scared out of your mind. No one under age 12 can participate. Oh, it's just going through a tunnel, Mike. What could happen, right? Well, I personally don't like horrors, movies, stories, creepy things like this, tunnels or anything, forget about it. But I do know some other people that love to be scared. I mean, I had a younger sister who used to hide behind a bedroom door and with the lights out. And as I'm coming up the stairs, I'd just enter into it. She would pop out and yell, boo. And I would yell and scream at her and try to, you know, try to get a hold of her. But, I mean, I can tell you as an adult to this day, I do still sleep with a nightlight. The Boston, do you want to comment on that? Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that.
What, sleeping with a nightlight or having a sister scare the crap out of you almost every night?
I think everyone who has siblings has had that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, my sister used to torture me all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Now, we're close, but back then, oh, my God. I mean, I
can't
even go
there. When we were fighting, my parents would be downstairs, and my mother would tell my father, go up there and do something. My father goes, you know, they'll just kill themselves. Whoever, you know, whoever happens to survive is the one we keep.
Oh, my God. No, she had great joy in doing that. But I got her back. So all is good and fair in raising up of kids. Now we are very close. But back in the day, and we start laughing about that when I took her down to Virginia. We drove down. We did our sister trip. Oh, my God. We used to laugh at all the things that we used to do to each other. It was crazy. But if you like to be scared out of your wits, the Haunted Tunnel in Pawtucket is tonight from 6:30 to 9:30 for $8. For $8, I would rent movies and I would, you know, be much better off scared in my own home eating popcorn and jumping every time or putting my hands in front of my face before I'd ever see a horror show. I don't know. I just haunted hay rides and all that other stuff. I know people love it. They enjoy it. Go for it. I did want to mention the King Richard's Fair. We did have an actor on a few weeks ago. This is their last weekend. It closes on Sunday, so you want to check that out for real. It's only on for today and tomorrow. I think it's 10 to 4, so please go out there. If you're heading into Boston, there's a huge Boston Book Fair at Copley Square from 10 to 7. There's going to be over 150 starving young artists. Oh, no, wait a minute. Over 150 writers of kids' books, teenage books, adult fiction, nonfiction. You can actually meet these people, have them sign their books, then hope and pray that it gets turned into a movie. Then you'll have something of value to sell on eBay. Listen, Ringo Starr on the music scene is coming to the Wang Center this Saturday night. You can buy a very expensive ticket with a little help from your friends, but it don't come easy. Darius Rucker is... Darius Rucker is playing at Mohegan Sun tonight. Remember him from Hootie and the Blowfish? He was a front man. He'll be singing country all night long. He said to me, oh, my God, he said, remember that favorite song, I Only Want to Be With You? He told his band members from Hootie and the Blowfish. Mm-hmm. But then he stopped the band, and he went solo. So you can see him. He changed his name from Hootie and the Blowfish to Darius Rucker. He's now a country western singer. And last at Chance, oh, Chance has really great music. Anthony Gomes will play at Chance tonight. He's bringing his blues band, and he'll be filling the air at Woonsocket with some really cool and easy listening music. My girlfriend texted me last night at midnight. She said that she went to see Gerald Albright and Peebo Bryson in Connecticut, and she said, Elaine, if you get a chance to see these people, it's like they're the best of the best. I plan on going up to Scullers in a couple of weeks to see Jonathan Butler. I got to tell her about that, too. A friend of mine and I are going up there to hear some really cool jazz. Greg Abate was at Chance 2 weeks ago. Got a chance to see him. And actually, I know Greg. He was doing his release with Phil Woods, who was supposed to be at Chance, but unfortunately passed away. But it's all good. Music. You know, Halloween, pumpkins. Oh, also, too, at Roger Williams Park Zoo, the jack-o'-lantern. Over 5,000 carved pumpkins. We had a pumpkin carving contest at work. And even though I didn't win, I really have to say that it was well worth doing. Absolutely well worth doing. So if you get a chance to get out and about, I encourage you to please go out and do some wonderful things today. And also, too, bring a pair of pajamas to some of the places that we talked about. It's also always about giving to the community, and you really do need to do that. Well, this is Elaine the Roach, and we are getting close to our break time, and we got to take a quick break. And our number is 508-222-1320, and we'll be right back after these messages. Good morning on this wonderful, cool Saturday morning.
Arthur Miller's classic play, The Crucible, about the Salem witch hunts will be presented at 142 Clinton Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island by the Stage Ensemble on Friday and Saturday, October 17th and 18th at 8 p.m. A Sunday matinee will follow on the 25th at 2. For more information, visit the web at ristage.org or call 800-838-3006.
Four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Murray Unitarian Universalist Church, located on North Main Street in Attleboro, will hold its annual holiday fair on Saturday and Sunday, November 7th and 8th. The fair includes a country workshop as well as Grandpa's Attic and Grandpa's Garage, if you please. And I'm told there'll be a gourmet cafe on hand to add to the festivities. For more information, feel free to call the church at 508-222-0505.
Okay, everyone, good morning. We just seem to have a little blip in the way of life, but like I always say on live radio, anything can happen, and it generally really does. So listen, we were talking a little bit before the break about Back to the Future and Marty McFly. He time traveled in the 1989 movie Back to the Future Part 2, and what better way to, you know, celebrate this? Everybody was just talking about Back to the Future, and the original premiered on July 3rd, 1985, starring Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. And the story, the premise is, you know, the film follows a high school student, Marty McFly, as he takes on scientist Doc Brown's time machine to the 1950s, and then he must find his way back to the present, and he encounters all younger versions of his mother and father in the process. So on October 21st, date is actually the center of the movie, because Marty travels to the future, which is 2015. So, I mean, there were a lot of different quotes, and we were talking about that, you know, with Marty McFly and Doc Brown, you know, and all these other things. And I could read through all of it, but I think what I'm going to do is, I mean, some of the funny things like Mike and I were talking about. Do you want to play that clip that we were queuing up?
Yeah, this one was kind of, this one made me laugh. Well, one of them. There were so many funny ones.
I know. We've got 20 of them up here.
But this one was funny.
Go ahead, go.
Future boy. Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Then who's vice president?
Jerry Lewis.
I suppose Jane Wyman is a first lady.
Whoa, wait, Doc.
And Jack Benny is secretary of the treasury.
Doc, you gotta listen to me.
I got enough practical jokes for one evening. Good night, future boy.
No, wait, Doc.
Okay, yeah, we did remember that. But the predictions for 2015, you know, did they really get it right? You know, how did the movie do? Did they hit or miss, you know? Well, number one on this thing is the big screen television and video conferencing. Did it get it right? Yes. The film featured several scenes of the character watching screens very much like our own oversized ones. You know, so yes, I would say that that was one of them. And number two, they also said that... let's see, they talk about screens let's say, video phones. And, of course, we have our own cell phones that we can't do without. The hoverboard, no. Despite the recent Lexus commercial showing a skateboarder acing skimming across a skateboard park on a hoverboard, the technology just isn't there yet. And how about drones? Yes. A critical scene in the film, a USA Today drone can be seen flying over the Hill Valley courthouse taking pictures. Major media companies, including CNN, are now looking into using this technology for news purposes. So they did get that right. Hands-free video? Yes. Marty McFly is playing an arcade game called Wild Gunman at the Cafe 1980s. And two kids are shocked by Marty McFly using his hands. And they said, thanks to Xbox Kinect, hands-free video games are now pretty commonplace. And in the fashion world, they were doing two ties at the same time. No, that really didn't happen. But it did introduce the concept of everyday athletic wear. And how about consumer products? There are two. One is Pepsi, you know, the beverage company. They weren't going to miss the chance to put that out there. So what they did is a limited edition Pepsi Perfect, they called it, for the movie. Marty orders it in the film, and the key word here is limited edition. They don't make it anymore. But also, too, Pizza Hut. The McFly family is seen shown, you know, eating pizza, so some things never go out of style. Pizza Hut, I love it, love it. How about video glasses? Yes, they did that, too. Marty McFly, you can see wearing high-tech glasses. Troublesome kids had said, shown wearing high-tech glasses at the dinner table, which are similar to the function of Google glasses. And
you know what's funny, Elaine? What makes me wonder if they had prototypes of all these things that came out now back then to put in the movie, like they had the big screen TVs, because it makes you wonder where they get all this stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think from all kinds of different places, and you're right. Well, the Pepsi company did put that limited edition Pepsi out because, yeah,
they had to.
Oh my God, yeah.
And
really
the Cubs,
great.
Did they win the World Series?
I was just gonna say my last 10th one, the World Series, Chicago Cubs. They predicted that they did. Well, some futures aren't just worth noting.
But they were in the World Series.
They were in the World Series,
so
but
they were close.
They were close, but as they say, close but no cigar. But yeah. But some of the quotes were really funny, and we were looking through them. There's so many of them, you know, and it's just like so funny. And I mean, honest to God, I mean, what can you do? I mean, I think one quote that Ronald Reagan actually used, he said, "Roads, we're where we're going, we don't need roads." That's what Doc was saying at one of those things. And then, I mean, this is a quote from the 80s, right? Remember the word, whoa, this is heavy, from Marty McFly. And then Doc says, what? There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? And so, I mean, there's just so many wonderful things about this movie. They're really saying number one and two are really great, but number three, you should really definitely skip it because it's just not worth mentioning. And I guess it really isn't worth mentioning. So we did have a technical glitch here, so hopefully some folks, you can still hear us. Hopefully you'll be able to give us a call at 508-222-1320. Let us know how we're doing, if we're still on the air. I mean, I sure hope we are.
I got a favorite clip for you that I happen to have just found.
Oh, great. Play it.
From Back to the Future.
All right, let's.
And here we go.
Here we go, guys.
This is Saturday, October 26, 1985.
Great. gotta come back with me.
Where? Back to the future. Wait a minute, what are you doing, Doc?
I need fuel. Go ahead, quick! Get in the car!
No. Look, Doc, I just got here. Okay, Jennifer's here. We're gonna take the new truck for a spin.
Well, bring her along. This concerns her, too.
Wait a minute, Doc. What are you talking about? And what happens to us in the future? What, do we become assholes or something?
Oh, no!
Okay, well, hey,
well, we were looking for the road one. That wasn't the one we wanted.
I guess not. Actually, you know what?
I didn't realize that they did that in the movie.
Oh, my God, Mike. Yikes. All right, I'm going to wrap this segment up right now before the FCC kicks us off and get back to something else. It's all about Back to the Future and predictions, and it's always fun to look back, but it's also great to look forward. So Jim Corbin will be up on our next break, but I'm just going to read a couple more things that are coming up, because in our local area we do have some great theater coming up, and Glenn Ross will be coming through this weekend with the Attleboro Community Theater at the Bates Lodge on 71 North Main Street. Great theater. Local times here on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry. Friday and Saturday shows are at 2 p.m. Sunday show is at 2 as well. And the Addams Family Musical, October 25th at the Ocean State Theater. That sounds like a lot of fun at Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. The Disney's Newsies. I don't know very much about this, but this is on tonight at the Providence Performing Arts Center in Providence. Mary Poppins, that wonderful musical, is going to be playing at the Stadium Theater tonight, too. And that's a great production. High energy, they're telling us. Oh, my God. The Addams Family has a musical, too. And it plays tonight through October 30th. And that's at the Franklin Performing Arts Center, Black Box Theater. So those are just some of the things that are playing in our area. And if you have a chance to get out and about and see some great theater and music, it's always fun to do. And there's a lot of movies coming out. I really didn't have time to, put together everything. Bridges of Spies with Tom Hanks is coming up. Steve Jobs movie isn't getting a lot of buzz. The people that really knew Steve Jobs were really upset about the movie. They said it was like a character of him. But when you take a book to movie, there's a lot of transitional things and dialogue changes, because you can't really go into a lot of dialogue in a movie as you can in a book. A book explains so much more. So I think the actors did the best they could trying to portray this very complex man. So you can check those two films out. Bridge of Spies, I think I'm more apt to see. I like Tom Hanks, but also, too, the way that it's been directed. It looks like it's going to be a really great movie. It's getting 4 stars everywhere, and there's a lot of theater buzz about an Oscar for him. So anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. On the flip side of our break, we're going to be talking to our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin. He'll be giving us an update of our wonderful weather, and hopefully we'll be able to get some really great weather. And also, we're going to give you an update on Hurricane Patricia and what's happening in Mexico. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
The First United Methodist Church, located on the corner of Route 120 and Route 1 in North Attleboro, will open its annual pumpkin patch on October the 4th. Pumpkins of all shapes and sizes can be picked from this great pumpkin patch on the hill until October 30th. The patch will be open Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sundays through Fridays from noon to 7. For more information, please call 508-695-9683.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Close parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Clean out your closet and share the warmth with those in need. The Duffy Pool Funeral Home Winter Coat Drive will accept donations of new or gently used winter coats from October the 24th right straight through to December 12th. A winter coat bin will be set up for your convenience at Duffy Pool Funeral Home, located at 20 Peck Street in Attleboro. The coats will then be given to families during the week of December 18th through the 25th at the St. Joseph's Food Cellar, located on Linden Street. Thank you for joining Duffy Pool Funeral Home in assisting those in our community that are truly in need this winter.
Okay, everyone, after a small little glitch with the transmitter, we are back on both live stream and on the radio. And like I say, that's what makes it so interesting. When it's live radio, anything can happen. And I say that a lot because generally it does, doesn't it now? So, I mean, you can't really
anything and
anywhere.
Everything.
Everything and anything, right. So anyway, if you'd like to jump online and say hello, our number here is 508-222-1320. We have our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, is going to be calling in a few minutes, and Jim will explain to us all about the weather and what's going on in down in Mexico and around the area. So we were startled to get up this morning to a very, very cold day. And I can't say cold, cold day because it's not winter yet. Right, Jim? So anyway, I mean, there's a lot of great things out there in the area, and I hope that you have a chance to do something really great. And the Attleboro Farmers Market, you know, you got to check that out. And Heather's going to be calling in after Jim's meteorology hit this morning and talk to us about what's going on in the market today and all the vendors that are going to be happening and showing up today. And also to give her a chance to address the public, because without you going out there and supporting the vendors every week, it just doesn't work. So anyway, I think we do have our good friend Jim Corbin on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
Well, we're fine now that we're live and in person, huh?
Yeah, live. Yeah, well, you were on. I called in Mike a few minutes ago and said that you know, we weren't on the radio, but we're on streaming. I could hear it, and now everything's back to normal, so that's the good news. Well, yeah, of course, we have, you probably heard about the Hurricane Patricia. Fortunately, if there is such a thing as fortunately, or a word to describe this, it did weaken as expected as it approached landfall, but down there, they have Manzanillo and Puerto Vallarta. I think that's the place where the Love Boat used to go on the TV show. They were really hammered by the strong winds right near the coast. But if you know that area geographically, Mexico, that south coast of Mexico, of course, they jump off the cliffs. It's very mountainous right to the coast. So what's happened is the storm has been torn apart at the surface by the mountains in terms of the winds. But the rains are going to continue, and you're going to see flooding all the way up through the rest of Mexico into Texas, Louisiana. And even some of that moisture may get injected into a low-pressure area that actually could affect the Attleboro and Providence area by late Wednesday afternoon of this week, so next week. So we actually could get sort of like the ghost of Patricia. There is such a thing sometime in several days in terms of rainfall. And we really could use the rain. Now, no rain today. Actually, it's interesting, Elaine, this morning you mentioned how it was kind of cold this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as cold as it could have been, at least in the Attleboro area and along the I-95 corridor, because we had some clouds move in just enough to keep the temperatures from bottoming out. To the west of here, it's in the 20s, while it's in the upper 30s across most of the greater Attleboro area right now. Cold enough, certainly, but I mention that because if you have had tender plants, you might try to stay or keep in a pot or something. In other words, you know, a potted plant, and you want to keep it alive late in the season. I mentioned yesterday with Dom and Paul, you want to take it in, and certainly that was what you should have done last night if you do have those, because frost and freezing temperatures could obviously finish them off. So these clouds actually have done us a favor in Attleboro and points to the east over towards Taunton in keeping the temperature above freezing. So that's the good news in that regard. We are going to have clouds breaking for some sun this afternoon, high temperatures. We'll get into the low to mid-50s. A cool day, but still not bad. Winds fairly light. Then tonight it will be mostly clear for a time, and then a few clouds moving in late. And very late tonight and tomorrow morning, we will get into some showers. It doesn't look like anything widespread, but a few showers. And again, anytime we get showers this time of the year, it's a good thing as we get into the winter or closing in on the winter. High temperatures tomorrow after starting out 50 tomorrow morning, a mild night, reaching the low 60. So it should be a mild day. Of course, the Patriots are playing 1 o'clock at Gillette Stadium against the Jets. It looks like the showers will have just about come to an end. And in fact, there may be some sun as the game progresses. Hopefully the Patriots will win that one. Or if you're a Jets fan, then maybe hopefully the Jets will win. Anyway, temperatures tomorrow low 60s. And then on Monday, back to cooler temperatures, mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid-50s. Same thing on Tuesday, mid to upper 50s. And again, pretty potent low-pressure area is going to come up. I mentioned this to you in my message to you. Pretty good rainstorm is quite possible by either late Wednesday or Wednesday night into Thursday with rain and gusty winds. Now, it won't be a tropical system, but it could put down 1 to 2 inches of rain, which would be really nice. And if it happens during the week, I suppose it's better than happening on a weekend. And then after that, it turns colder and drier again for Friday. Right now, Elaine, it looks like Halloween is going to be chilly but dry. Hmm. And that's the good news in that regard. In other words, yeah, you say, oh, chilly, that's not good. Well, would you rather have a chilly but dry or rainy? So I'd say chilly but dry is better.
Right. And also, too, isn't next week the weekend that we turn back our clocks?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we're going to have the full moon, the full Hunter's moon this Tuesday.
Oh.
And I know because we like to talk about the moon and everything
yes.
else. And, of course, the planets in the early morning. I know you're up early like
mm-hmm.
I am.
Right.
And if you see those in the bright objects in the eastern sky before the sun rises in the morning, if you're up that early, then we have several planets still visible, Venus, Mars, Jupiter. So those are interesting. But, yeah, next weekend, a week from tonight, we set the clocks back 1 hour. Now, people say, oh, we lose an hour. You actually gain an hour before you next have to go to work. And I always jokingly say it's the longest weekend of the year, 49 hours. But it's really not, we're not losing any daylight. We're just rearranging the time that it happens. So in the morning, it's actually going to be brighter for a little while when we set the clocks back. But, of course, where we lose it in terms of brightness is the late afternoon. So the sunset. By Sunday afternoon, a week from tomorrow, the sunset will be about 4:45.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Really? Wow.
Yeah, actually, yeah, probably closer to maybe 20 minutes of 5. But again, it's the good thing is, the one good thing I say is that we, and I always talk about the daylight. More people are affected by the daylight, the late afternoon and evening versus the morning.
Right.
The good thing is the darkest evenings, late afternoons are around the 8th of December, which is, but another month after that. So we're gaining daylight in the late afternoon as we get into Christmas. So,
right.
Even though the shortest day is December 21st or, plus or minus a day here and there, we're gaining daylight. So if you can just get through, if you don't like the darkness in the late afternoon, especially once we set the clocks back next week, if you can get through December 8th, after that, it actually starts getting brighter again in the late afternoon. Very slowly, of course, but that's the good thing in that regard.
I'm sorry, Jim. We just got...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. you caught me with my headphones off. I'm
live,
sorry.
As you say, live radio, anything can happen.
No, we were talking... I mean, yeah. I'm like a kid. I'm like 11 years old, you know, easily distracted. So when somebody's talking to me,
actually, on the I was listening to the live streaming for a few minutes, you know, about a half an hour ago when the radio wasn't working,
right.
Which I usually don't do. And
wow.
You sound so different on the live streaming, so much clearer. You know, not that the radio is, you don't sound bad or anything, you have a different sound and presence on the, and Mike as well when he was talking to you when I was listening to the streaming, which I have on occasion. Don't get me wrong. And again, anyone listening, either radio or the streaming, both of them are good. Matter of fact, I had an old friend yesterday that called. I had not talked to her in over 30 years, and she called in from Brattleboro, Vermont, Carla. She used to live next to me, next to us when we grew up in Braintree, and we started talking online on Facebook over the last few weeks, and I told her about the show, and she called in on Dom's show. I was on Dom's show for the last hour, a little after 9 o'clock yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it was interesting just to hear her voice. You know, we had emailed and things like that over the years off and on, but never really talked. So it was interesting to hear someone's voice after 30 or 35 years. So
just like
your voice sounds even better on streaming online. And, of course, that's WARARadio.com where you can, of course, get online there.
Oh, very good. Now, listen, my friend, you were talking about maybe coming in some Saturday, too. So you have to pick some time when you can come into our studio live.
Yes. What would be a good day, good Saturday for you for that?
Next Saturday or the Saturday after?
Let me
check your schedule.
Check my schedule. Yeah, like I really, but no. But let me check it out. I will send you an email on that.
And,
but I would say either next week or the week after is one of the two. I will come in.
Perfect. Okay.
And that would be great. And we could, you know, do other things.
Oh, my God, Jim. Yeah, we definitely will.
As long as I can get in the door.
Oh, we'll make sure that you do. And we have a thing here, like any guest that comes in the studio, we offer free breakfast after the show because it is so early and we all have to get up so early to do the show.
Yeah, well, I'm used to getting up early, you know, 3 o'clock or, as you know, doing the mornings and television and, you know, you're used to getting up early. Doing the radio during the week, I'm up about 4:30. So,
goodness, right.
But so that's not bad. But anyway, it's again the weather, and yeah, I'll let you know. And over the next 1 to 2 weeks, weather that'll be good. But again, I know you're coming up to a break and stuff. But we do have some clouds around the Attleboro area right now, but no rain. In fact, if you want to see the sun right now, head west, young man, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Out into western Rhode Island. If you were to go out, say, right now to Johnston and Bowerville and maybe North Smithfield, you'll start to see the sun coming up right now. That's where it is. And, again, it looks like we'll have a few showers tomorrow morning, but overall, really good weather, certainly to this morning for the farmer's market and all the other out-and-about stuff going on, really most of the next several days. Again, the minor fly in the ointment is just a few rain showers tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds great, Jim. Jim, thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you soon. And, email me about coming in next week or the week after. Love to have you here.
All right, Elaine, thanks. I will, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, there goes our Jim Corbin, and we have to take a quick break, and we will be right back and online. I believe Heather is holding, and Heather, if you can just hold on for another minute, we do have to take a break. But on the flip side, in the last portion of our show, we're going to talk to Heather from the Attleboro Farmers Market, and then we'll wrap up and we can get out and about ourselves. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Renowned paranormal investigators Carl L. Johnson, his twin brother Keith, and their associates will present a unique investigation of Slater Mill historic structures at 7:30 p.m. at Slater Mill, located in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Investigations will happen on Thursday, October 22nd and the 29th, as well as every Friday in October. Reservations are required for this event. For more information, call 401-725-8638.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Be prepared to scream with Halloween fun on Haunted Hill in Diamond Hill Park, located on Route 114 in Cumberland, Rhode Island, on Fridays starting October 11th through Sundays ending October 25th. This frightening trail through the woods is not recommended for children under 11. For more information, visit the web at hauntedhill.net.
All right, good morning. We're going to jump right on the line here because we have Heather from the Attleboro Farmers Market who has been waiting patiently to get on, and I really appreciate your patience, Heather. And
good morning.
How are you doing, my dear?
I am excellent. We're actually in the car heading over to Farmers Market right now.
You are. Oh, my God, Heather. I mean, you have had a fantastic season this year, and how many folks actually attended, would you say?
Cumulatively or weekly?
Yeah, cumulative.
I would have to say 1,020,000.
Of course they did. Yeah.
So we averaged, on our big days, like our touch-a-truck day, we had almost, 3,500 people. Some weeks it's 1,500. We never really dipped below that. So we had 18 markets. I'm not a math kid, so right. You can do the math.
Right.
So 36,000 people probably.
You know, that is just so phenomenal. That's just really awesome.
Now, it is awesome. We're pretty proud of that.
Yeah. So listen, so what's going to happen today? Like, what are your vendors? Are they all coming back, do you know? Or is it, do you have any new vendors? Because you're wrapping up the season, right?
Well, we do. We have a surprise vendor today at Fairland Farm Cranberries. So they just did a recent harvest. So they're in today with fresh cranberries that you can buy and store until the holidays.
Mm.
They also have dried cranberries for you to purchase and everything. They were one of our vendors early, like year one and two. and so now they have added some new staff, so they have some flexibility so that they could be here today.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. That is really great. So are you? How are you feeling being this is your last one?
I have to be honest with you, Elaine. Usually when we get to this point of the season, like, we're dragging ourselves through.
Yeah.
This year, honestly, we could keep going. We all feel really rejuvenated and really happy about the location. We got word this week that we can stay there for next year.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you about.
Yes.
That I had read in the paper some, and we had someone from the Park Commission on. They were talking about trying to push that through for you. And
yes.
There was some little, you had to wait till the season ended for the application to be presented to the Park Commission. And then the vote was unanimous, which was great. And I'm sure you were probably holding your breath for that. But, I mean, it is a perfect location. O'Connell Field is just really great.
It is perfect, and I kind of giggle a little bit because we were our very first day of market. We were open for 5 minutes, and someone came up to one of the board of directors and said, "So, do you think you guys can stay here next year?" And our response is, "We've been here for 5 minutes, so let's see how it all works out." And the first 5 minutes have been same as every other minute in between. It's been amazing, and we're so grateful to the Parks Commission for granting us the opportunity to stay there. The reason why we like it so much, it has great handicap access. We have individuals with disabilities in wheelchairs or canes or whatever that have been able to access the market in an easier fashion than they have previously.
Oh, that's a very, very good point. That's true. Right. Now, have your vendors committed for next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have like 98% vendor retention. We run a really smooth market. We don't put up with any shenanigans. There's no inter-vendor disputes or anything like that. And people are really enthusiastic about being a part of market. So, and our customer base makes them, they're so successful, it makes them want to come back every year. So
it really does. And as you notice, it's like a family event. And neighbors, you see your neighbors out and about, you know, it's just really a great time. I have coworkers that go there, and I said to them, you're kidding me. And they live in Attleboro, and I said, I haven't seen you yet. So unfortunately, they won't be there this last one, but they've been going every week. But we keep missing because after for the show, like I have to have breakfast, so I go up.
Sure.
And then I come through, you know, but they come early because they have a baby and they, you know, it's easier to get in and out at 9 o'clock and everything. So,
sure.
But you have such a great location and the vendors are so friendly and the produce and the unique things from coffee to like the, what is it, Macklin, the knife? You've got a knife.
Mac the knife. Yeah, he's here tonight. So you need tonight. You need to come on down today and get your knife sharpened up because we won't see him again until June.
So, oh, you start again, right? Right.
Yes, we start again. But I actually have my bag with my knives to make sure that mine gets sharpened.
You know, I never thought about that, but you're right. That is a great service.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to come by, actually. It's hard to find someone who can sharpen your knives. So I was so enthusiastic when he said, yeah, he would love to come every other week.
Wow. So, I think one of the most, what are some of the most unique vendors that you have, would you say?
So I think Langwater Farm, our certified organic farm, they have all sorts of different items like Romanesco and different things that people don't normally see at the grocery store. They're more than just tomatoes, onions, and zucchini. They have all sorts of different things like that. Our kettle corn guy, Joe Clementi, sorry, brain fart.
That's okay.
He has all different flavors of kettle corn, which is unique to his particular his particular business. The coffee guy, like you mentioned, Brian from Borealis Coffee, has all different kinds of roasts and things like that. It's just all of our vendors are awesome. Martha Maynard, our local weaver, she makes great mittens and scarves, and our own Emily Johnson, who makes beautiful wreaths and flower arrangements.
Yes. Yeah. I look forward to seeing her today too. Yeah. That's going to be really great. And your alpaca, oh my God, that your alpaca lady. But when she actually brought them in, that was really exciting for the kids and for adults too. You know, who sees an alpaca? You know,
my husband can't wait for them to come back today to buy some more socks. He swears
really?
By their socks.
Really? Yeah. They
said
that they're better than.
I wore my alpaca blue pride scarf to the ribbon cutting of the concession stand last week.
That's right. Oh my God! Congratulations. I mean, you and your husband are so involved in community events and community service, and it's just really great that I know it must be a lot of undertaking, and you have people on your committee. Do you want to give a shout out to them?
Absolutely. I want to say a heartfelt thank you to our board of directors who are, you know, whatever falls out of my mouth, they try and help me make happen. So Virginia Stewart, she's our president. Eddie Parika, our vendor coordinator. Jeff McGeehee, who's our treasurer. And Chris Dickinson, who is kind of the polisher of all the words Heather says. He does a really good job with that. And Dave LeFerrier, everyone knows Dave. He's amazing. He has a great and unique ability to keep me calm when I need to be calm. It's a great quality and very rare to have.
Right. Well, you're, you know, I mean, I think that with the support behind the, you know, everybody supports you. I think it's such a great idea to have a farmer's market locally here. And, I mean, we have great local farms, but to bring so many variety, you have such a great variety of your vendors. Like the farms come as far away from, what, Franklin, I think it is? And then
we have one from Bellingham. We have
Bellingham,
Donna
from
Trolley Crossing.
Right.
It was interesting, during the discussion with the Parks Commission this week, one of our, Joe Cavello, one of our farmers, said that because of the location of the market and the high volume, he's able to keep his prices really lower than he would at other farmers markets.
Wow. Now that says a lot.
It does. It's an amazing thing, and we do get a lot of people to come through, and we're just happy to provide this service to Attleboro, because we all love Attleboro. We want everyone to have these great choices and just to come out and have fun. It's a great community event.
Right. Now you'll be able to sleep in a little bit on Saturday mornings.
I was just thinking that, But I have to drive the school bus for the freshman football team next Saturday, so I still have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. No kidding. Oh, my God. Well, maybe another time, another Saturday, right? You'll be able to sleep in a little bit.
We'll find one, I swear.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in, but I also want to thank you for putting in all this time and effort and energy. You know, you truly are a great Attleboro asset, and I want to tell you, I'll be up there in a little bit, but I wanted to thank you for calling in today. And
it's my pleasure. Thank you. You've been really supportive, and we're really excited to be on your radio program on a regular basis, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome, Heather, and I'll see you in just a little bit.
You got it.
Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, folks. Gosh, you know, our time is just running around, and it's really crazy, but there is one thing that I do want to mention before we wrap up, and that is that pajama drive that is just, it's National Make a Difference Day, and if you have a chance, please make a donation. Children do need pajamas. Everybody needs pajamas, and they are doing this big collection. They want to collect 1,000 pairs of pajamas. I mean, please, if you can make a donation, please drop off. And here's the locations again in Attleboro, the Bishop Feehan High School in front of Doran. And that's going to be from 9 to 11 a.m. today. In North Attleboro, the entrance to the high school soccer field, that's going to be from 11 to 12:30. In North Attleboro, St. Mark's Church at Stanley Street from 3 to 4 today. In Norton and in Mansfield, Jack Conway Realty offices from 10 to 3 p.m. So I want to thank Mike for coming on and giving us those wonderful clips and working the audio board and keeping me on track. Also, Jim Corbin, who enhances my show each and every week with your wonderful weather hits. I really appreciate it. And you, our listeners, I really appreciate you waking up with me each and every Saturday morning. So from all of us here on WARA 1320, thanks for listening to our show. And Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. So meet me back here next Saturday for Out and About with Elaine, and let's keep the conversation going right here on WARA 1320.
Rose.